Welcome to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple, with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast, and I'm joined with Rachel Evans, your host, and Dean Evans today too. Hey, Rachie, I know you're always helping people with partnerships, but some people might not know, if they're listening to the podcast for the first time, that you and Dean were closely side by side. Do you guys ever have any conflict, and what are your best ways of resolving it? Apart from things that are too R-rated for the podcast, of course.
Oh, look, I think when you've come from turbulent past relationships and you make a decision to unite in a new one, you're looking for the obvious signs that you're matured in the ways you deal with conflict. So Dean and I are just like any other couple in regard to sometimes we have disagreements, but what we always work on is having respectful disagreements.
Dean just sits there and goes, well, I don't know about you, Rachie, but I just go and play golf.
I do play a lot of golf. It's great thinking time. I think what we've learnt is to move the conversation away from who's right and focus on what's best.
Yeah, okay. So looking at it from like a third eye perspective.
Yeah, all of the problems outside of us, it's not between us.
Yeah.
And so critically it's identifying, well, what's the real issue here? What's the real problem? And what can we do to solve that versus trying to tear each other down?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, coming up next, you're going to hear more from these amazing people and Dean in particular on Performance Hub.
Discover the 4-day work week system so you can work less and earn more in 2024. Go to theworkshopwhisperer.com and connect now. Welcome to Performance Hub with Dean Evans.
Whispering Loudly is a Workshop Whisperer podcast. We are joined today by Rachel Evans, your host, and Dean Evans is joining us for Performance Hub. What are you throwing down on the table today, Dean?
First, we're going to talk about cash flow cover-up, identifying the hidden cost of a covert culture. What do we mean by that? Well, we see this a lot in businesses that are turning over, you know, six figures a month, $100,000 a month. You know, there's enough money flowing into the business that it can really cover up some key areas that are critical for long-term sustainable profitability and viability of a business.
So what happens when you have cash flow cover up? What are some of the key indicators that people come across?
Well, some of the outcomes of, and when I talk about covert culture, it's the culture you don't know that you've got as the leader of the business. All of us want to think that we're working in, that our team is highly engaged, they're having a great experience at work, and that the environment that they're coming to work in is conducive to high quality, high caliber teams. It's what we'd like to think, it's what we'd like to see. But when we talk about covert culture, it's the culture that you've really got. It's the things that are being said when you as the business owner aren't there. It's the small cliques and groups that are forming, that have the proverbial water cooler talk, and having conversations outside of your earshot. And with a covert culture in a workplace, there's three things that we'll often see. One is low productivity, because in an environment, covert culture, people are going to do as much work as they feel they need to do to justify the value they're bringing to the organization. Two, it'll result in high team turnover. If team feel like they're undervalued, if they feel like they could do things better than boss, than them as the boss, then eventually they'll get to a point where they will leave, right? They don't want to stay in the same, in that environment. And from the business perspective, what does that create? Lost opportunity. Because if you're constantly having to rehire, you know, people that are leaving, or you're constantly having to look at ways to monitor or build team members' productivity, well, you're losing opportunities.
Rach, what have you seen with workshop owners in regards to when they have a high turnover, how it impacts their business?
I think when we're talking high team turnover, it's that constant loss of skills and knowledge in the team, and you go back to zero all the time. You are in constant build phase. As Dean talks a lot about in our team, you're constantly storming.
Yeah.
So that takes an enormous amount of mental bandwidth when you're the owner, and it's incredibly turbulent for your surviving team members to be constantly rebuilding working relationships, to be constantly part of the induction team for those new people coming in. So it's there's a financial cost to constantly recruiting, but there's also a mental slash emotional cost for the team as a whole as well.
Tell us more about this, Dean.
Well, there's three things that we need to really, really focus on. Of course, as a business owner, what you want is a highly engaged team. Absolutely want highly engaged team, because engagement is the basis of commitment, and commitment over time we would describe as loyalty. And to avoid the need to have to continually rehire, retrain, recruit individuals, then having a loyal, committed, highly engaged team is the way to do that. What's misunderstood in most cases is what creates engagement. And the first thing is, people hang around workplaces because of the experience they have, the positive experience they have. They leave workplaces because they have more negative experiences than positive experiences. So if we're not giving our team a forum to outline to us, to you as a business owner, what their experience of the workplace is, then you're missing a huge piece of the engagement pie. And what sits underneath the experience is the environment. You know, as business owners, we've got to be asking our team, surveying our team on what the state of the environment is to them. By that I mean, you know, the things that they see, that they hear, that they feel. As a great example, you know, one of our kids has got a carpentry apprenticeship this year, and he's been really, really enjoying the role. But there is a new team member in the team that's created, you know, a less than desirable experience for son of ours. And, you know, we've seen the impact that that's had on his desire, on his motivation, on his enjoyment of the role. So it's critical as business owners that we're giving our team, that we're, you know, constantly taking the temperature of the team environment via the things that they see, that they hear, that they feel, and asking them about their current experience of the workplace, of the environment that that they're working in, because that's one of the best things we can do to address problems while they're small problems, rather than having to really find a way to deal with a full-blown crisis because we haven't given our team the forum to tell us about their experience of the environment that we've got them working in.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, Dean, is that three-part process: engage, experience, and environment.
That's right, yeah. If you want great engagement of your team, ensure that you are asking them what their experience is of the workplace. This is not to say, of course, that every day is going to be rainbows and rose petals. There will be challenges, there will be issues, there will be problems. But if the positive experiences outweigh the negative experiences, then people will stay with your organization. And the way to determine whether the positive experiences outweigh the negative experiences is to always be seeking to improve the environment that you are asking your team to work within.
Thank you so much, Dean. There you have it, the hidden cost of a covert culture. If you would like to hear more amazing business advice, particularly in relation to your team, make sure you check out our other Performance Hub episodes here on the Whispering Loudly podcast, the number one podcast for auto repair shop owners in the automotive aftermarket.
Thanks for listening to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Platinum sponsor Podium, Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.